You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Welcome back to the Mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com as I answer some of the questions that y'all sent in over the past week. Let's start with a question through our submission form on DenverBroncos.com from Dan Willey, and he asks, what would be wrong with having Peyton Manning sit out two or three games during 2015 and letting Brock Osweiler start? You know, this is a speculative thing that's gotten a lot of play in the last few weeks, especially as people look back at the 2014 season and they know that Peyton Manning was playing through a torn quadriceps muscle at the end of the season, and they wondered, hey, you know, why wouldn't you have Osweiler out there when, especially after you'd already clinched the AFC West after week 15 when they won at San Diego? Well, the problem with this notion is that, you know, okay, which two or three games are you going to choose? Are you going to say, okay, we're going to roll the dice against, say, the Raiders or the Browns or the Vikings, three of the teams that may be considered lesser lights on the 2015 schedule, and let's say it comes back and it bites you in the butt, per se. Let's say that you don't start Peyton Manning, you start Brock Osweiler or whoever the backup may be at that point, and he struggles and the Broncos lose a game that, frankly, maybe that they need to win in order to get the division title, get home field advantage. It's really opening a Pandora's box there, to, quite frankly, and I don't know if that's the right move. Maybe if you want to conserve Peyton Manning a bit, assuming he comes back for the 2015 season, maybe what you do is you play Brock Osweiler for a few series. When you get a two or three score lead, you think, okay, this will be enough to hang on to the result. No matter what, if they do either one of those choices, they're going to open themselves up for some criticism and some risks. So, you know, while it sounds like a decent notion in theory, it's not one that I think could be executed practically when you get to game time. Our next question is from Twitter. It's from LewisED_97. And he asks, does Brock Osweiler have the skills, abilities, and experience to fit in Gary Kubiak's West Coast offense? To continue talking about quarterbacks as we are on this mailbag, I think Osweiler does. You know, look at his athleticism. This was a guy who was a pretty stellar basketball player in high school, actually got a scholarship offer from a nationally ranked program in Gonzaga, which shows you just how effective he was as a basketball player and how naturally gifted he was athletically. That lends itself well to the rollouts and the bootlegs that are favored in Gary Kubiak's offense over the years. You've seen how Brock Osweiler in preseason has used his legs to make some plays as well. Again, an outgrowth of that natural athleticism. So I do think that if Osweiler had to go in there, he'd have a chance of doing well. But as John Elway said back in January, you know, you really don't know. I mean, obviously you can be happy with Brock Osweiler's progress on the practice field to date, and maybe this offense on paper might be the right kind of offense for him, but at the same time, you don't know how he's going to react when the lights come on. You know, the only real meaningful snaps that he's gotten as a Bronco were those snaps against San Diego back in December when Peyton Manning had to go to the locker room because he was ill. And frankly, Osweiler didn't hold up very well, looked a little bit frozen against the San Diego pass rush. So, you know, I don't want to put too much on those snaps, but certainly those reveal that, you know, there's still a lot of question marks about Brock Osweiler and questions that will not be answered until he gets some extensive playing time. Thanks as always for the questions, and if you want to get in on next week's mailbag, you can tweet at me. I'm at Mace Denver on Twitter, and use the hashtag AskMace, or you can go to the form at DenverBroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag. Until next week, take care, and thanks for watching.